Blog Talk Radio.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for a peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whosoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, and in the seas of all deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasury, who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent forth tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings. I've read for your listening consideration and your soul's inspiration Psalms 135, verses 1 through 9. We know that God has already added a blessing, an anointing, and appointing upon the reading of his word. But we know that our God is a great God. Our God is a mighty God. He rules from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. And oh, yes, he's an earth-shaking, miracle-making God that watches over his word to perform it. And with we at this hour are anticipating the great hand of God moving on our behalf. And we just thank God for being God, and beside him there is none other. So call your neighbor, call that friend, call that coworker. That's right, call that family member and tell them that the power of God is resonating right here and right now through the Manna from On High broadcast, brought to you over the airways, the byways, and the highways of the blogtalkradio.com network. Truly, we're thanking God on this glorious and victorious Sunday it is, and you know it is, another day that the Lord has made, that we should rejoice and be glad in it. And from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Yes, indeed, to be praised all throughout the earth. We should speak and say his praises as continually as we experience this gift of life. On this glorious and victorious day it is, Sunday, you have it, the 28th of April, 2019. Truly, we are a high point in God's measure. That's right, we are anticipating the miraculous to take place at this very hour. It doesn't matter what time zone you're in, whether you're in the a.m. or the afternoon, early hours of the p.m. or late in the p.m. or in transitioning from the late p.m. into the early morning a.m. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty there. That's why his power and his radiating presence emit through each and every last one of us to contend for the things that are so rightly so claimed by us. That's right, and he will give us the victory. That's right, if we stand still, as God spoke to Moses in his most trying hour when he was continuing in the way of righteousness to bring the children of Israel out of the land of bondage, the land of Egypt. God told Moses to stand still. God is speaking to us right now, telling us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's right. That means that God has something on his mind that is focused upon his heart that he's going to be bringing into flourishing in the tangible realm. And this is where we are here and now, as we're anticipating the momentum to increase and the manifestations to take place right here and right now. And we know that God watches over his word to perform it. And he told us through his word that it will not return unto him void, but accomplish the purpose in which it is set out for. So what are you trusting God to do for you at this very moment? That's right. Some are waiting upon financial miracles to manifest. That's right. Miracle provisions to take place. Amen. Some are waiting for family members to be mended, to be healed. That's right. Some are waiting upon the return of favorable news. That's right. Whatever you're waiting for, know that you are not waiting in vain. That's right, because God said in his word to delight ourselves in him, and he would give us the desires of our heart. And to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto us. So we know that it's taking place right now, even though we can't see it with our physical eyes. This is where the implementation of faith, of confidence in knowing who he is, what he's able to do, what he's done, and what he's doing now. Faith ascends us to that plateau where we receive the fullness of the promise of God. That's right, to those who love and trust him. And we just thank God for this miracle broadcast, manna from on high, the miracle broadcast explosion, because we know that God is doing just what he said he would do. That's right. And he is not slack concerning his promises. He told us that we hold our peace, he will make our very oppositions, our enemies, our footstool, allow us to be elevated above them. That's right, above every circumstance and situation. That's right, and we're trusting and knowing that God watches over his word to perform it. And we thank God for you who have tuned in on this very day, a day that the Lord has made, that we are rejoicing and being glad in it. And it's through faith, that confidence, that knowing, that all-knowing. See, faith is an internalized perspective that brings about physical and external results. This is the reason why we must contend, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. That's right, because faith is just like having those eggs in that cake mix. Why? Because the eggs is what holds the flour and the other ingredients together that produces an ideal production. That's right. So faith also is like that much needed boost of iron that we have to have produced within our physical realm, within our physical bodies. That's right, that would allow our organs to function properly and allow our respiratory system to function at a level of high optimism. That's the reason why the enemy so desperately tries. If he can get you to get out of faith, then your level of love will be compromised. Love is the ability to have compassion and express that compassion to others. It's not based on external factors. It's based upon internalized factors. That's right. And then he gets to your love life. Then there goes your hope. Hope is for the futuristic projection of things. Faith is for the right here and right now. It's saying, God, I need you right here and right now to do this. I need you to perform this. I need your intervention. I need your favor right now. And this is what God is constantly dealing with us, and he's been dealing with me regarding faith. That's right. Love is a many slender thing. The true love of God has no boundaries, has no barriers. It makes us unstoppable. But in order for us to act and to walk in the spirit of love, we have to have the cushion of faith. That's right. Faith is the very substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So our faith has to be centered, Christ-centered, Christ-based, and Christ-focused. And when we're Christ-centered, Christ-based, and Christ-focused, we are pleasing God. That means that we are denying the flesh any degree of dominion over us, any prospective way of influencing us in the affairs of our life. And we're getting into the supernatural powers of the Almighty God. That's right, the Almighty God, the God that created the universe. All elementations of the universe both great and small, who spoke us into physical existence. That's right, because we were his spirit children preempting our physical embodiment. So we know that through faith, we understand how the worlds were framed. We understand of divine purpose. We understand the power, oh, praise his holy name, of the resurrection. We understand that there's power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. We understand the significance of holding up the bloodstained banner. And as the songwriter said, when I see the blood, I'll pass right over you. We understand that there's a protective measure. That's right, through the blood, the Obanisi, God is our banner. That's right. And through the blood of Jesus, we have been atoned back to the Father, whereas we have these treasures in earthen vessels. So what a blessed time to be rejoicing and thanking God for the miracle manifestations that he has promised unto us, reflective of our here and now circumstances and situations. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for just being God, and beside you there being none other. We thank you for making a way where there was no way. We thank you for divine favor where there was disfavor. We thank you for the harmony where there was once disharmony. We thank you for the peace where there was once confusion. We thank you for the surplus, that's right, and the abundance where there was previously lack. We thank you for divine healing as there was affliction. Thank you, God, for just being that much-needed presence in the life of your children. We ask that you bless the word today as it comes forth, that it serve the purpose to your children, that the miracles will manifest in this very hour. Thank you, Father God. We praise you. We love you. We exalt your holy name. In thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ's name, Lord of all and mediator of all mankind, we thank you, Father God. Amen. Let us go to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the 17th chapter, and just center upon this one verse, the 20th verse, that is, 17th chapter, 20th verse. It says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. The power of faith. You know, when Jesus spake unto those who were in his audience, he knew that there were some who believed, some who partially believe, and some who didn't believe. They just wanted to go about and to witness what was being taught. He knew that there were some that were right there in the midst of him who needed deliverance. He knew all things. He is and was the embodiment of God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, so that he was all-seeing, all-knowing. That's right. And the very presence of him brought a sense of awareness. The very presence of Jesus brought a sense of curiosity. The very essence of his words penetrated the vortexes, the very hearts of mankind, because these were relevant truths that opened up the doors, the path of spiritual enlightenment and understanding. So in understanding where many of the audience members were, Jesus spake unto them and let them know that because what your unbelief, see, unbelief is the countermeasure, the opposing force of faith. See, faith is confidence and belief in not only the presence of God, the power of God, the ability of God, and to know that God does that which is impossible. This is what faith merits. And the audience members, many of them who were sitting there, were in docile disputation. They were in a spirit of confusion. Because why? They were appeasing to that which is of the carnal appetite. Don't you know that the scripture tells us that the carnal mind is enmity to God? It means opposition to God. For it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. For they that are in the flesh, those who live to please the flesh, or base their circumstances and their outcomes upon the provisions that they see, cannot please God. Why? Because God's power supersedes. It's superior over every elementation reflective of the flesh or the carnal appetite. And when we walk in unbelief, we're walking in limitation. This is what Jesus is saying. Because of your unbelief, your doubt, your criticism, your apprehension. And see, all of these things unify and facilitate a catalyst of fear. As the scripture tells us, fear is also the opposing force of faith. Fear constitutes, you know, past, you know, occurrences, unpleasantries, being afraid. It constitutes negativity, the fruits of the flesh. And see, faith is definitely one of the high most required fruits of the Spirit that hold all the other elements of the fruits of the Spirit in place and intact. It's like that egg and the cake mix. It holds the cake together. Of course, you have the flour, you have the flavoring, you have the oil. But if you're without the egg, the cake is not going to solidify and hold it together. This is why it's so important that we focus upon faith, because as our Lord is telling them, because of their unbelief, because they did not utilize their wine, that they were being limited. He said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, a mustard seed is the smallest, most minuscule property of a seed that you could ever see. Literally, it's almost invisible to the naked eye. You would literally have to take a microscopic provision to see a mustard seed. He said, if you just had this amount of faith, that wee little small compository of confidence in God, he said, you know what? Through this small, minuscule property, you can look at that mountain, that hindrance, that barrier, that fortress, and say, get out the way. Move. You are gone. He said, you would say that, and you know what? That mountain, that huge, monotonous, gigantic, colossal structure would remove. Why? Because of the spiritual laws of God, when we operate through the faith system that totally defies mankind's perspective and philosophy. He said it will move. It would just disappear, and it would be moved from that place. So when Jesus spake this, this was a divine revelation to those who were in the audience, and many of them were not focusing on the messenger. They focused on the message. They were focusing and looking at the messenger. And this is where they were missing the point. What does it tell us? Sometimes your eyes, your physical senses can be deterring, discouraging, disparaging. Things that you see. You're looking at debt, a feeling of debt. You're looking at the imbalancing of the family structure. You're looking at the miscombobulation of the workplace. You're looking at the circumference of the living environment, and you start giving your energies over into the negativity. And all of us have done it before by complaining, by becoming ungrateful, and start looking at other people saying how much better they have it than us. And that means that we're getting out of faith. Faith is not based upon what you can touch, what you can see. It does manifest into the physical realm. Let's correct that and give you the rightful referendum of that. But faith is based upon the very elementation of the intangible factor of the superiority of God, who he is, what he possesses, what he will do, and we allow him to do that. When we operate in faith, we're giving God the permission, the passkey, to give us that which we have so diligently asked of him. We're allowing him to be God of our lives. And this is what Jesus is telling us. When we operate in faith, even with the smallest degree of faith, we will see that mountain be removed from that location, from that place, from your life, from your environment, from your finances, from your body, from your relationships, from your workplace. We'll see it removed. He says, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. What is Jesus saying? He said that the fullness of the power of faith operating comes by denial. Fasting means denial. That's why many times we say, oh, fasting means I don't eat food, I don't drink water. That's one elementation of fasting. But every man be persuaded by the way that the Holy Spirit worketh within him, because God knows about our physiology as it relates to our ability to deprive ourselves of nutrients and of libation. He knows that. Sometimes fasting means getting away from everything and everyone and opening up to God and speaking to God, opening up your heart, your mind, your spirit, and giving honest confession and just sheltering yourself away from others, not as a way of being disparaging, but as a way of communicating openly and honestly with God. By fasting and praying, praying is the ability to communicate, to provide supplications about things within your life, because we have to be the first recipients on the front line before we can pray and advocate for others. That's right. See, the miracle standard is that the miracle happens to me, that I'm able to go out and to propagate and to witness to you and to speak to you so that the wheels continue to turn of God's miraculous intervention. And that's why it comes by denial. That means denial, separating, and praying. That means openly communicating with God our Father through the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is our righteousness of God. That's right. And it's very, very important that we understand that. So many of us have stood waiting for the manifestation of miracles to come, but because we haven't produced the elementation of faith, this is where we became unbalanced. And here and now, since it's been revealed where the lacklusterness is, we need to toughen up our boots and to get back into the circle again. That's right, because God is desiring to do some great and mighty things in our life. And our faith is the passkey, the permission, that's right, for him to do it. And it was even recorded that Jesus went unto those who were open. See, faith opens you up to the higher powers of God. There's no boundaries, no barriers, no limitations. And he did many great and mighty works. There were so many people that were physically healed through the touch of Jesus. There were so many people that were fiscally and financially restored and given miracle provisions because of their faith in Jesus. There were so many individuals who were released from demonic influence and possession because of the presence of Jesus, that the Holy Scriptures could not even record them all. That's right. But it was instances where Jesus went and there was so much doubt, so there was so much limitation and disbelief, he withdrew himself from there. How can we expect God to do the miraculous when we go back into the carnal way of thinking and doing and man-made philosophical projections? We are limiting ourselves, and we're limiting the capacity for God to work on our behalf. And this is where we're unbalanced. But we thank God for revealing that to us so that now we are in the rightful way of receiving the greatness of God in our lives. Amen. And what a great thing it is. And thank God for Jesus, because you know what? Without him, we could do nothing and we would be nothing. That's right, because we are the very essence of his divinity here, having this very gift, that's right, this treasure in an earthen vessel. Praise God for that. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. That's right, to the book of Hebrews. And let us continue on in the way of this miracle path of God's manifestations in our lives. That's right. This is a process, an ever-exchanging process that we must continually ascribe to. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now faith, 11 and 1, is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. See, faith is not based upon what you can touch right then, that you can see right then and there. Faith is based upon the confidence and the very spirituality, the very embodiment of the empowerment of the Almighty God governing over us in every aspect of our lives, that he will do that which we have asked him to do. He said it's based upon the evidence of things not seen, not by what people think is a standard. That's right. We have to get out of norms, patterns, and standards, and we have to get into the physical aspect of spirituality. What is the physical aspect of spirituality? The characteristics of spirituality. Taking our eyes off the situation, taking our eyes off people, taking our eyes off circumstances, and looking into the kingdom of heaven and reflecting upon the very powers of God. That's right, as we're doing here and now through the word. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the same was in the beginning. So that things which are seen were made of things which do appear. Apostle Paul is saying, so we understand that God spoke the word. He spoke everything into existence. It wasn't in physical materialized existence beforehand, but through his confidence in knowing his superiority, he spoke and it came to pass and materialized. This is what we need to do through the authority given to us in this earthen vessel, is to speak. We speak financial wealth. We speak financial prosperity. We speak physical healing. We speak deliverance. We speak love. We speak peace. We speak understanding. We speak protection. We speak covering. We speak salvation. We speak deliverance. We speak it not based upon who we are, but to whom he is and what he has done and what he will continue to do. He says, so that the things which are seen were made by things that do appear. He said, by faith. When you go buy something, you're totally dependent on it. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. That's right. So you see, by faith means you're operating in it. You don't see any other way, but this is what you're doing because you know that this will please God. He says, by faith, Enoch was translated. You know, Enoch didn't see that there were two individuals in the Holy Scriptures that never saw physical separation, death. That was Enoch and Elijah. Elijah was the whirlwind prophet. He was taken up in the wind cloud. That he should not see death. And was not found because God had translated him. His translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. See, if a man pleases God, if a woman pleases God, God will cause the circumstances and the situations in your life, in your environment to cease. He will bless you and will give you the breakthrough that is so needful and necessary for you to be that much needed testimony in the lives of others. That's right. The miracles. This is where miracles are produced and they make manifest. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without giving confidence to God, you're not respecting him, you're not regarding him, you're disrespecting him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What is Apostle Paul saying? That when you respect God and know that God is God, and you understand that he, how can you express and know that God will provide the eternalized home of heaven in the here and after, and you can't trust him, and you don't trust him here and now? There's an unbalance. There's a disharmony, and we cannot do it. We have to provide the here and now. See, faith says, right here, right now, God. Hope says, okay, along the way, we know this is going to happen. Faith says, oh, this is an urgent situation that has to be taken care of now. And God, you have to do it.
This is what God watches over his word to perform. He just loves it when we just give it over to him. He just loves it when we say, we know that you're God. Beside you, there is none other. And God, you do it for us because we can't do it on our own. He loves it. And this is where he works out the miraculous. That's right. Stop trying it always on your own because you will burn the pressure, get upset. But when you let go and let God, he takes care of all things. That's right. That's right. And without faith, it's impossible. You can't please God. You can't please him because, you know what, you're not regarding, respecting him, and giving his rightful referendum of who he is, what he is, and what he's able to do. And that knowing that through faith, it brings about the reward system. The reward system is miracles, interventions, divine breakthroughs. These are the rewards of those who walk in faith. Even by faith, Noah, being warned of God of all things not seen as of yet, moved with fear. I mean, he moved with a quickness. He prepared an ark, saving his house, which the world was condemned, and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. See, when you go by something through it, and you know, you go into the area of faith, then greater things happen. See, the great thing happens, and then the greater, and then the greatest. You know, it's like an ever-evolving cycle that is based upon the perpetuality and the continuum of God's grace and his ability. And even so, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. And sometimes God allows us to get in desperate circumstances, situations, not to show us how, you know, more privileged other people are, why me, woe is me, for us to get the Jeremiah factor going, the Lamentations going, but to show us how he can work a miracle. That's right, a miracle of provision, a miracle of deliverance, of divine breakthroughs, so that we have the ability, the anointing, the more to penetrate the vortexes around other people and their lives and to be able to minister them effectively so that they can see who he is. Not so much who we are, but we giving our perspective from the humanitarian standpoint about the spirituality ability of God and what he can do. This is what generates others to become spirit-filled believers and followers of Christ. Listen, it's been a wonderful, wonderful teaching experience today. We're coming back again next week to continue on with a miracle-producing elementation of faith. You've got your host with the most from coast to coast, the Esquire, Abby A. Self, known as the Motor City Mile, Ronnie Stanton. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, and that God is a miracle-working God. Let go and let him and receive the greatness of the kingdom of heaven. Keep those testimonies going because I know we're going to have some wonderful testimonies coming up this week. Connect back with us again real soon. Be blessed, and we'll see you then. Have a miracle-filled, abundant, spiritually anointed week. Thank you.